Time now for the sunny side of sports with Sonny Young. Hello, Sonny.
Hello, Yahias.
Sonny, I understand you're kicking off with African club football.
Yahias, joining us once again on The Voice of America is our African football guru, David Legg. Good evening, David.
Thank you, Sonny.
David, let's kick off with African club football. The draws for the first round proper in both the CAF Champions League and CAF Confederation Cup competitions have now been held. Let's begin with the Champions League, David. How does that look?
Sonny, we've got Zesco United of Zambia up against Kaloum of Guinea. Now, Kaloum are a surprise participant. Most people, myself included, would have expected Seaway Sport from Ivory Coast to face Zesco. But Kaloum won 2-1 in Abidjan, and then in neutral Mali, because of the Ebola epidemic, Kaloum drew 1-1. However, there are some factors to consider that makes this perhaps not quite as big a shock as some people believe. Seaway, after losing the final of the 2014 CAF Confederation Cup to Al Ahly of Egypt on the away goal rule, they lost three of their star players, the goalkeeper, and two of their midfielders, Gouami and Asale. And this has been reflected, Sonny, in their form at home in the domestic league, where they're second from bottom of the table. We've then got USM Alger of Algeria against Bikini of Senegal. Al Hilal, regular competitors in the Champions League, will face Big Bullets of Malawi. Cotton Spore of Cameroon will face Sanga Balende of DR Congo. Cosmos Bafia, after a good comeback against the Ugandans KCCA, they'll be up against one of the giants of African football, Esperance of Tunisia. El Merak of Sudan, the comeback kings, they'll be up against Kabaskor of Angola. Now, Merak lost 2-0 away to Azam in Tanzania in the first leg, but then Azam melted in the heat of Omdurman. It was 2 minutes into stoppage time when the Kenyan Alan Wanga scored a decisive third goal for the Sudanese club. Samassi Sokodi of Togo will face CS Sfaxien of Tunisia. Ulma of Algeria will play Ashanti Kotoko of Ghana, twice winners of this competition, but some time ago. And then a big one for all our Nigerian listeners, Enyimba of Nigeria against Smuha of Egypt. Now, Enyimba basically did their work at home against Buffaloes of Benin, building a 3-goal lead. But nevertheless, a good away performance by the People's Elephants. They went to Cotonou and won the return match by 1-0. You think of Egypt, you think of the Champions League, and you think of Atli and Zamalek. But this time, while Atli have made it again, Zamalek were pipped for second place by Smuha. They're a club from Alexandria, and they beat Al Ahly Tripoli of Libya on penalties after both sides had won 1-0 at home. It's also great, Sonny, to see a Kenyan club among the last 32. They are Gor Mahia, and they will play AC Leopards of Congo Brazzaville. The military club from Rwanda, APR, they're up against Al Ahly of Egypt. Maghreb Tetouan of Morocco will play Kano Pillar.
Yeah, so he's going to announce that today?
Now, Tetouan mirrored the performance of Merak. They were also 2 goals behind after their first leg against CO Bamako of Mali. But they came back strongly, won 3-0 at home, and qualified for the last 32. Wiil Banjul of Gambia, or Barak Young Controllers of Liberia, their second leg, Sonny, is coming up this weekend, and the winners of that have got a very appetizing tie. They will face the defending champions, Anton Setif of Algeria. Then we've got a match that could well be a final in itself. You've got Kaizer Chiefs of South Africa against Raja Casablanca of Morocco, two of the real giants of African football. I think it's a shame that these two clubs have to meet at the last 32 stage. And interestingly, because they're not getting the best of crowds in Soweto, Chiefs are considering moving their first leg to Durban. That's an Indian Ocean city where they get much bigger crowds. I could see 50,000 wanting to watch this game. This is a real clash of giants. And South African clubs have not been blessed by good draws at all, because the other competitors from the country, Mamelodi Sundowns, they're going to be up against TP Mazembe from DR Congo, four times African champions. And Mazembe are still, I think, seeding at their qualifying loss a couple of seasons ago to Orlando Pirates of South Africa. So they'll have revenge very much on their menu. And then the last match, Mangospor of Gabon against Stade Malien of Mali. The first legs, Sonny, are on March 13, 14, and 15. And the second legs on April 3, 4, and 5. And certainly a lot of tasty matches coming up with, I think, Kaizer Chiefs against Raja Casablanca topping the menu.
Some tasty matches indeed, David. How about the Confederation Cup? How is that tournament shaping up?
Right, Sonny, we're also at the last 32 stage, and it's Ons Cretours of Mali against Sahel of Niger, Asik Mimosas of Ivory Coast against Al Ittihad of Libya, Djeliba of Mali against Petrojet of Egypt, Hearts of Oak of Ghana against Ngor of Senegal, Horoya of Guinea against Clef of Algeria, Club Africain of Tunisia against Dolphins of Nigeria. That's going to be a tough one for Dolphins, Sonny. They scraped through. They beat a team whose name translated means the Vegetarian Lions of Equatorial Guinea. Certainly one of the more interesting club titles I've come across in Africa in recent years. Dolphins lost 1-0 away. They won 1-0 at home, and then they scraped through on penalties. And I feel, Sonny, they're going to have to up their performance if they want to get the better of Club Africain. The other Nigerian competitors, Wari Wolves, they were convincing winners over Bobo of Burkina Faso. And I feel they can advance even further. Their next opponents will be Dedabit of Ethiopia. Our lastly, Shendi of Sudan will play Etanchieti of DR Congo. Zamalek of Egypt, down to the Confederations Cup this year, they'll play Rayon Sport of Rwanda. FUS Rabat of Morocco will play Port of Togo. Munana of Gabon up against Power Dynamos of Zambia. Now, Power Dynamos had a good win. They were up against Al Khartoum of Sudan. They won 2-0 in Kitwe for a 2-1 aggregate victory. And that unfortunately means the end of interest in this competition for Kwesi Appiah. He's the 2014 Ghana World Cup coach, and he was hoping to resurrect his career at club level with Khartoum. Well, they're out of Africa now, so he's going to have to tackle those two big boys of Sudanese football, Al Hilal and El Merak, for the championship title there. Orlando Pirates of South Africa, they will play the team they call the Tax Collectors, Revenue Authority from Uganda. Young Africans of Tanzania, another East African challenger, they'll be up against Platinum from Zimbabwe. Etoile Sahel of Tunisia face Benfica Luanda of Angola. Famous name that, of course, Benfica. One of the giants in previous years of European football. Royal Leopards of Swaziland will face Petro Atletico of Angola. And this, Sonny, is definitely the most unlikeliest of ties, because Royal Leopards were drawn against Wits of South Africa. Now, when you pair a South African and Swazi team, there inevitably is only one result, and that's going to be a South African victory. And the big question is, by how many goals? And Wits, having built a 3-0 first leg lead, it was assumed that they would cruise through to the last 32. But the Leopards, a police team from Swaziland, had other ideas. They led 1-0 at halftime. They were 3-up by the 70th minute. And they then won the penalty shootout. So a big, big high five to everybody there in Swaziland, and especially to the players, the coaches, and the officials of Royal Leopards. A fantastic performance by them. And the last fixture, Sonny, is V Club of DR Congo. Runners-up, remember, in the 2014 Champions League. They will be up against Ferroviario Beira of Mozambique. And the dates are similar to the Champions League. First legs, March 13, 14, and 15. Second legs, April 3, 4, and 5.
Thanks, David. That's our African football guru, David Legg, speaking with us once again from Johannesburg, South Africa. VOA! I encourage our VOA listeners with internet access to check out the Sunny Side of Sports Facebook page. The address is facebook.com/VOA Sunny. Once again, that address, facebook.com/VOA Sunny. You'll see photos and videos, and you can post your comments. So check out the Sunny Side of Sports Facebook page.
Voice of America!
And And if you check out my Facebook page today, Wednesday, you'll see a new profile photo of yours truly taken by my trusty producer this evening, Bill Werkinger. Bill's photo also includes David Vandy, the host of our African Beat radio show, as well as Alex Villarreal, the co-host of our On Assignment TV show. The Africa Open Golf Tournament tees off on Thursday near Port Alfred on the Eastern Cape of South Africa. Reporter Mark Tompkins has this preview for us from the East London Golf Club.
With 2014 champion Thomas Akin not here to defend his title this week, the stage is set in South Africa for what should be a fascinating 4 days of golf at the East London Golf Club that will be played against the stunning backdrop of the Indian Ocean. All six previous Africa Opens on this course have been won by South Africans, but only Darren Fichard, who triumphed here 2 years ago, is here this week. Jaco van Zyl finished tied second in Johannesburg last week, the best of the homegrown players. He's a fantastic record in this tournament and was joint second to Fichard in 2013. Andy Sullivan, who picked up his second win of the year in Johannesburg last week, heads up a large English contingent, while Ireland's Kevin Phelan, one of five joint runners-up last week, is also here. Louis Oosthuizen finished 27 under par when he won his second successive title in 2011. So for the second week running, whoever can score consistently well over the next 4 days could well be crowned Africa Open champion on Sunday afternoon.
Thanks, Mark. That's Mark Tompkins reporting from the East London Golf Club in South Africa. Finally, in pro basketball, the NBA-leading Atlanta Hawks continue to soar this season. The Hawks rallied from an 18-point deficit to defuse the visiting Houston Rockets 104-96 for their fifth straight victory and 48th win of the season. Jeff Teague scored 25 points and Al Horford added 18 points for the Hawks. James Harden, the NBA's leading scorer, was serving a one-game suspension for kicking superstar LeBron James and did not play for the Rockets, who had won their previous five games.